Now, on Bulldog Live, it's Second Amendment Tuesday. Joining Bulldog is attorney Penny Dean.
1-866-823-1077. We'll talk about some important votes coming up in the New Hampshire legislature today, and we'll continue our conversation on interstate transport of firearms next year on Bulldog Live.
Now, I know the Constitution, and it gives me certain rights that I will never, ever give up. At least not without a fight. So if anybody's even thinking they're gonna take my guns away, like the good old boys down in Gonzales, I got one thing to say. Come on, make my day.
Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but I warn you, you'll have to pry it from my cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it.
One shot at a time.
1-866-823-1077. That's Steve Voss with Come and Take It, and this is Penny Dean joining us now. Hi, Penny. How are you? On this nice, snowy Tuesday.
You know what? What a lovely day. I like snow.
I do, too. I'm not sure if I like the ice that's going to come, but we'll worry about that one later.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've got the snowball making kit. It's this little purple thing you put together so you can make snowballs.
Oh, cool. Hey, you know what? Since the legislature's so busy, and you mentioned purple, so that just sets me off right there.
Oh, that's right. The color purple is going to be the state color. What happened to pink? Who is going to make purple the color state color? We want pink.
Now we have the purple. Where's that story? Hold on, Penny. I got to find this story because Ken Kale did it this morning, and I pulled it up. Put it in my pile here today, which is just growing out of control. Here we go. Fifth grader wants to make New Hampshire officially purple. It says, asked her state representative to file a bill making purple the state's color because the state bird is the purple finch and the state flower is the purple lilac, to which Ken Kale adds, what about the Manchester Monarchs?
Oh.
A little purple in their colors too, right?
The heck
so
that
why not have an official snowball? We'll have an official state snowball maker.
That's exactly right. Mine's purple and it comes in a 6-pack. Good snowballs. You know, that way you can really bomb them at the other side.
Okay, I'm calling my state representative and I'm going to say, hey, now that we've gone off the deep end officially, why don't we make an official snowball maker? I mean, it's important to celebrate what New Hampshire is known for. Snow!
Yeah.
I'll take a deep breath now.
Can you believe it?
But this is what they're going to start worrying about again. It's just lovely. And they're not done. If you think the school children are done, no. There's another thing that they're going to be working on real soon, which I'll dig on that while you tell us what's coming up today.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll tell you what's happened already today. At 9 a.m. this morning, Criminal Justice and Public Safety had a subcommittee hearing on HB 29, which is a bill to allow an individual to petition the Superior Court if they're denied, revoked, or have a problem with the license to carry. Now, the law already says you can do that, and people did it for years. That was until the New Hampshire Supreme Court clarified it for all of us lawyers to say, oh, no, I know you think the law says it, and I know you've taken cases to the Supreme Court before, but that was all an error. You can no longer go to the Superior Court if you have a problem with your chief of police. Unless there's these little, technical difficulties. But as a general thing, you can't go there. So Representative Steve Cunningham introduced a bill that said you can go to the Superior Court, and it's called HB 29. Now,
I'm sorry, who sponsored that again?
Representative Steve Cunningham.
Oh, good, yes, good guy.
Absolutely, and Representative/Dr. Cunningham is from Croydon.
Yeah.
But Dr. Cunningham also used to be a director of gun owners in New Hampshire.
Okay.
Which tells you where his heart is, right?
Yes.
Okay, so he kindly sponsored.
He's a long-time listener, by the way,
of
this program.
Oh, wow, okay, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so he sponsored HB 29, which would allow a person to petition the Superior Court as well. And here's what I've explained. I said it costs the same amount of money unless they pay the clerks in Superior Court more than they pay the clerks in District Court. It's going to cost the same amount of money. They can already petition the District Court. They should be allowed to petition the Superior Court. Even though the law said they could, the Supreme Court now says they can't. So the subcommittee hearing this morning, it was a 3-2 vote, or I'm sorry, a 2-1 vote on a three-member committee. One patriot voted that the bill ought to pass. Two of them voted to ITL the bill.
And this is a subcommittee, right?
This is a subcommittee.
Okay.
The full committee, Criminal Justice and Public Safety, will vote on the bill at 1 o'clock this afternoon. So, you know, I think it's a good idea that people be allowed to petition the Superior Court. And I had one person suggest, you know, this is just another way, you know, for people to do this or do that. And my answer is people have a right to redress their grievances. And mm-hmm. for someone to be prohibited from going to Superior Court is really, quite frankly, offensive.
So currently, right now, if they're denied a pistol license by their police chief or even Board of Selectmen, if there's no police chief in their town, who can they appeal anywhere currently?
They can appeal to the District Court.
Okay, so why would we have a preference to having Superior Court over District Court?
Huge preference. I think you should be allowed an election because you know as a practical matter that judges in this state are basically appointed for life.
Uh-huh.
As a practical matter, okay? Do you not know some judges in both District and Superior Court that you'd prefer not to be before on a firearm issue?
I don't have that kind of experience.
Well, there are those of us that do. And so the bottom line is, let's say you have a small claims complaint, okay? Mm-hmm. You can elect to have it limited to a certain amount and go to District Court, or if it's a larger amount, you can go to Superior Court. There's already
Correct.
Many, many types of claims that you can elect which court to go to, presuming the court has jurisdiction.
Uh-huh.
This is a Second Amendment claim. Surely to goodness it's deserving as much protection as a contract claim.
Okay. Well, probably even more so since we're talking a constitutional right.
Right. That was kind of tongue-in-cheek.
okay. Sorry. I missed that one.
Sorry.
I was looking at the wrong cheek.
Yeah. Yeah, the wrong cheek. The wrong cheek. and so my point is that, just so you know, for years and years and years, we did go to Superior Court with these claims. Until the Supreme Court was kind enough, and this
right.
is very tongue-in-cheek.
I remember this. This was just a couple of years ago, as a matter of fact.
That's exactly right. To clarify for us that all those cases in the Superior Court and that the Supreme Court had decided had been in error. They shouldn't have been allowed to do that, and they were interpreting the law for us.
So now we have the full vote by the House Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee. Is that what it was again?
So now, yes, exactly right. At 1 o'clock today, uh-huh. there'll be a full vote by the Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee on whether or not the bill should be passed, yes. Or
I assume that the public hearing period is over for this.
That's exactly right. The public hearing period was last Wednesday, if I recall correctly.
Okay.
And, of course, I was there last Wednesday.
And how did it go?
Well, more than 75% of the people who spoke or signed in were, of course, in favor of the bill.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the people that you had against it, we had one chief of police from Belmont who said we shouldn't get jury trials for this. And I said, where do we get jury trial? Well, if you go to Superior Court, you get a jury trial. Like, no, that's not what the bill says. And, you know, the people that were against it were what I call fear-mongering and saying, you know, it's going to cost all this more money and this and that. And I'm like, wait a minute, it costs the same dollars to run a Superior Court as it does a District Court, you know, when you're talking just to judge and clerk.
Right, because when we have furlough days, the Superior Courts are closed the same day as the District Courts, I believe.
Yep, and like I said, unless you pay District or Superior Court clerks more than you pay a District Court, they're all paid the same. They're
okay.
state employees, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, actually 75% of the people signed in supported it because it's a good bill. It's basically what it does is making it clear to the Supreme Court that the status quo, which is how it was before the decision, is the way that the legislature intended it to be.
There you go.
Yeah, so this really doesn't change anything. It just
so it's clarifying. It's actually clarifying the intent of the legislature the first time around.
That's exactly right. What the legislature should clarify it for the Supreme Court.
Because for many of our listeners, and I don't know if this is too simplistic of a summary, but basically the intent of the law is the force of the law, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
Okay, very good. 1-866-823-1077. I found the other little story, Penny, about the school children and what else they want to do.
What else do they want to do?
They want to make the Eastern Hognose Snake New Hampshire's first official reptile.
He's not even pink.
This is third graders that are...
And so nobody wants to vote against the third graders, probably.
No, exactly. So, I mean, this is just great. It really is.
So, you know what? I'm going to have to talk to those third graders about the importance of the color pink. But
are there any pink snakes?
I don't know.
I wonder if there's some in the jungles. No, I'm sorry. That's a politically incorrect term. It's the rainforest, the tropical rainforest. Yes.
A jungle is an incorrect political term?
Well, I was just reading something. Yes, it is, actually.
Oh, wow.
I was reading something. It was Dave Barry, the humorist from Miami.
Oh, I know Dave Barry well. Not know him personally, but know his writing well. He's very funny.
I was reading an old one that he had written about cockroaches and how in Florida, cockroaches is no longer a term. It's called the palmetto bug.
What?
To make it sound warm and fuzzy.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, there are pink-headed reed snakes. And there's Calamaria snakes, and there's blind pink snakes in Madagascar. So absolutely, they're pink snakes. But I'll tell you,
you have to work on that pink now.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah, this is an important thing.
Okay, gotcha. Penny, I'll tell you something else that's important. That's the discussion we have on interstate transport of firearms. Let's take our time out now, and we'll continue that discussion next, all right?
Yes, sir.
Bulldog Live continues on the Pulse of Second Amendment Tuesdays, and Attorney Penny Dean.
Bulldog Live will continue after these messages, live on the Pulse.